Have you got a note and anything?
No, just thank you. I just really thank you for the. Okay, so I think we've gone everything. Committee meeting arrangements. Right. Having gone through all of the stuff that we need to do, I now need to get your agreement to the operation of the committee. We have struggled recently in getting members attending pension fund committee meetings, and I do thank Claire for succumbing to my begging and coming onto the committee at short notice. Previously, we've identified that Fridays were an unpopular day for pension fund committee meetings, for any committee meetings. So what we spoke at a previous meeting about changing the day of pension fund committee meetings. And in the forthcoming calendar of meetings for 2020 and 2021, we've arranged the meetings on a Wednesday rather than on a Friday.
Mornings or afternoons?
Mornings.
What day is the next one for women?
Well, no, after April. Yeah. So February's and March. February's is the 14th of March.
27th of May, 14th of
February. 14th of February, yes. Wednesday. February's meeting is on the 14th of March. Yes, very good, thank you. So 14th of February and the 13th of March are our next two meetings. And then after that, after the full council in May, we're looking at moving to Wednesdays. From them. We've arranged them so that they are not on the same day as full council. We absolutely made sure that that was the point. So really what I'm seeking is that you're all still happy with Wednesdays.
I am fine, apart from could you just every 2 weeks on Wednesday morning I have local care board, which Lucy would be fuming if I didn't go to, because you can imagine with chair of the trust and chief executives of the trust and stuff like that, it's a really, really difficult meeting to coordinate, and it's sort of like you cannot change that for anything now.
Okay.
So I'm quite happy to fit in. I think it will help as well that in the new year, as I said, we have no control over other groups and things like that, but we have 25 members, and I'll hold my hands up and say, and have told it to their faces, some of them do not pull their weight, and I can look across the other group and see others that don't pull their weight as well. So hopefully we can lead by example and saying, you've got three cabinet members here and you've got two committee chairs, there needs to be something across elected members and say, you know, you are not elected to just come to six full councils a year. That's not the way that it works, and I think that will help that. And also knowing that it's going to be a Wednesday morning, we can then say, this is what we need that commitment from.
Yeah.
So, is there any comment from any other elected members on a Wednesday morning meeting?
What time in the morning are you?
Probably at
the same sort of time.
10:30. Well,
whatever.
Next question. Bear with me. So, I've got you on Wednesdays. Thank you very much. Next question. Ben, we currently have 8 pension fund committee meetings a year, which is 8 2-hour meetings. That is a lot of work for you. There's also a lot of work for me, but that's beside the point.
Everybody else
in the room. Yes, so you.
Yes.
No, you're not just looking at you. I'm so sorry. No, no. I'm sorry, Claire, you're in my eye line. I apologise. I'll look this way. That's
orange.
A lot of work for you. We have done that deliberately to have funding and investment focused meetings and governance focused meetings, and to not have meetings that last too long. The downside for that, obviously, is there are a lot of meetings. The other question is then, we could continue to have 8 2-hour meetings, or would you? The other option is for 4-hour meetings.
There is no way you could concentrate on this amount of detail and this complex in four hours. People,
no.
After 2 hours, people lose their concentration.
Yeah.
I went to a safeguarding adults board meeting this morning, and you could see halfway through the meeting after the first 2 hours, and that is such an important meeting, people start to go, you know, it's whether their sugar level goes or they've had this influx of information. I'm sorry, but I think 4 hours is too long for anything.
Yeah. Too long.
Okay.
Two
is that
hours.
Your answer then? 2 hours?
Yeah, so
two
in
hours.
That case then.
Anyone talking
yet?
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I think 2 hours is really.
Yeah.
And if you went
right.
and looked at
yeah.
statistics about the concentration span.
Yeah.
I think you'll find it is 2 hours.
Okay.
That's why in schools you only do double lessons. You have to remember elected members are a bit like bunch.
I'll be controversial. I'll go 4 hours and a half without breaking the middle with less meetings would suit me.
Yeah.
Firstly,
yeah.
My diary gets chock-a-block with stuff.
I have no preference. I am employed to support the pension committee and the pension fund in general. So I would say, though, if we are having 8 meetings, I do need commitment for you to come to 8 meetings a year.
Can we start early? Can we start, instead of early, yeah, can we start 9 o'clock in the morning or something?
I can't do that myself.
I can't do 9 o'clock in the mornings. Without a lot of difficulty.
Caring responsibilities.
And I think the issue is also, as we have Christine coming from the mainland as our employer rep, it's...
Yeah.
Have to pay the hotel bill, wouldn't we?
So
we've had an idea. Andrew and Vanessa, are you 2 hour or 4 hour people?
I would prefer 2 hours. Look, but I will go with the flow. If other people have four, then, you know, my opinion is 2 hours.
I'm a 2 hour man myself, but what about you, Andrew?
I'm always in favour of shorter ones, and I say that as a chair who never manages to get anything done in 2 hours. but it falls on us. 2 hours is not where we need to stretch ourselves to. So we're always in your hand, chair, to sort of push us through the business. And maybe we should be looking at the degree to which we need to accept that things have been read and taken on board.
Yes.
And going back to that point of the knowledge and understand, there'll be a certain point where we should be able to get through most things in 2 hours. And I think, so I tend to go that. It's just the eight meetings a year that actually I wonder if that's...
Can I just add anything to what you said? It's because I just said 2 hours, but it's got down on the itinerary, 2 hour meeting followed by workshops. So what's going to happen to the workshops being 4 hours?
Well, the question then becomes, if we had four-hour meetings, we could have workshops separately, or we have workshops every other meeting or whatever, because there is a lot of... I mean, and again, this will come out of the knowledge and understanding, it will come out of the business that we need to do. There will be a lot of times when we need to, potentially... We may not need to have a workshop after every meeting. We have been having them because there's been a lot of stuff that we needed to get through. I think we need to work through. We've currently provisionally booked workshops after each meeting, but it depends on, you know, the work plan and where we are and how we do with whether we need to have those meetings. I mean, we do have one scheduled on the 14th of February, which is the one that was supposed to be on the 15th of November, which would be around the investment asset classes, which will be very interesting. And
romantic, won't it?
Yes. So again, the workshops, I think, will depend as we flesh out this work plan and we flesh out the activity plan. There will be times when we will need to call to have workshops to discuss items, but we won't necessarily need to have them every time. But there will be times when I will ask for commitment to understand some of the key issues. And the other alternative is that we don't have them on a day of a pension fund committee meeting, and we have them at another time.
I think if you're going to do a workshop, you need to do it at the end of that meeting,
right.
Because otherwise, diary commitments and stuff like that, once you're in someone's diary for that day, then it's much easier to put a workshop in.
Go back to the suggestion. Here you have a 2 hour meeting, you have a half hour break or 20 minute break, and then you have a 1 hour training session.
Yes.
And that's
that
fills
sensible.
That morning, and that's a compromise, isn't it?
What's everybody else
then? It's not perfect.
I agree. That this is what we have virtually done this year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked.
Okay. So we will hold the workshops, and they will be for... I mean, are you still happy with a 10:30 start? Does 10:30 work?
Okay.
Is 10:30 too middle of the morning?
Well, I'd say we start earlier, I must admit.
You can come help me muck out four horses then and take my granddaughter
to
10:30,
it seems like the whole day gone.
Well, 10:30, 12:30 meeting, half an hour for lunch, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock finish. So 10:30 till 2.
One of the reasons it's later is that we quite often have consultants and advisors who come from London or
Scotland.
And they can't get here for that time either.
You only asked the question.
No, and this is why
I'd say we start as early as possible.
This is why I wanted to get
personally.
the committee to agree that this was the way that the committee was going to work, really, because there are, as you see, all of the stuff that we've talked about today, there is a lot of stuff that is happening that we just need to make sure that we cover all of that business. You do have in your paper a draft work plan, paper H, which is some of them. Some of the committee meetings going forward look like they've only got single items on the agenda, but they may not have single items on the agenda. It's just I can't think to March 2021 at the moment. It's a little bit too far beyond my control. But those will be fleshed out. But there are a lot of things that we need to do that will be developed over the next 12 to 18 months, not least developing a work plan for the next committee cycle. So really just to thank you very much. I agree with your, I note your preference for Wednesdays, 2 hours plus half hour break and then a workshop if necessary. So we'll work that through. Thank you.
Yes, Claire.
Just remember local.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Should be written local. Care.
Yeah,
thank you. Brilliant.
Right, where are we? Item 9.